So I'm so excited. I have such big news for you, Samantha.
Oh, God, I can't wait.
I officially became one of the cool kids.
Stop.
I became a cool kid. I have my debit card on my phone now.
Yes, please tell the world that all...
all purchases go through my phone. Oh, I got this. Double click on the side. Double click.
All right, thieves of the world, Lisa's phone is up for grabs.
But I got to tell you this. You know what I've already learned? I've already learned after like just two purchases. Danger, danger, danger.
Oh, right? It's a little too easy, isn't it, Lisa? It's
a little too easy to not take that money out of my pocket and just slap it on my phone.
Well, you'll have less change if you use your phone.
I know, but I love change, right? I love collecting change.
I don't know why you like collecting change, because you do not use your change.
I know, but it makes me feel like I got lots of money, 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 money. Okay, but here's what I've learned, right? I totally get why I am a cash-only person.
Uh-huh.
I can't handle the pressure of it. It's the thrill of the click. It's too
1 minute. I just need my phone. Boop.
Done. Mic drop, boom, package, thank you, off I go. This is how all the pretty girls walk like this. That's after I make my purchase, that's what plays in my head.
That's the theme song. That
that's the theme song for bank card purchases.
All the pretty girls are like this.
Like this. Yeah, just like that.
All right, you do you, girl.
I got that.
Welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hello, friends of the podcast.
Hello, everybody.
Samantha.
Lisa.
Oh, the pretty girls walk like this. I also sing that on my way to the car in the morning, too. Right? I end my morning routine with a who's a pretty girl? I am. And then as I walk towards the car, because you know how we have like the sidewalk, yeah. I pretend it's like a runway. And I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, all the pretty girls walk like this. Because Mike's always ahead of me, so he can't see, right?
Yeah. And
I do a little strut, right? Like, all the pretty girls walk like this. That's the only part I know. Right?
Oh, it's God.
Like right up there with who can turn the world on with her smile.
Stop.
Right?
Oh my God.
Right? It's right up there.
You have the weirdest themes. Well, no, the walk theme song's pretty good. Like that's right? Pretty good.
Shoulders back. Right? That's just double confidence. Double confidence. Double dose of confidence. Right.
I'm not really sure why you think you're the Mary Tyler Moore theme song, but
I feel I can turn the world on with my smile. And I feel that I can take a nothing day and suddenly make it all seem worthwhile. Right? And that's when you're supposed to say, yeah, it's you, girl, and you should know it.
Right? I'm not ever going to do that. I'm really not ever going
to
do that.
And then I would say back to you, love is all around. No need to worry or make it or fake it. I don't know that part. I have to figure that part out.
Learn the rest of the song.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Right? I'm going to do that. But anyways, that's what's new with me.
Well, that's new in the zoo, isn't it?
Shaking it up a little bit, throwing a new song in there.
Shake that nasty thing. Shake that nasty thing.
Right. So maybe record us doing the actions to our theme song.
And you can do your,
you should. You can do your shake that nasty thing. Shake that nasty thing. See what that looks like. Might be kind of funny. People might appreciate that.
I want to see all the pretty girls walk like this.
Yeah, I got to strut and everything. Hey?
Yeah, I got to watch that. Yes, that would be good.
No problem. No problem. Add it to my to-do list, Samantha.
Yeah, you and your doesn't fit quite right suit. That should be fun.
Well, friends of the podcast, right now, we are actually on vacation.
We are on vacation.
Vacation. A petite vacation.
We're on a petite vacation.
That's for all the people who speak French.
And we speak it badly, so please.
Right.
We try not to offend, but we feeling confident
but
that we
but did. We're sure that we do. We're sure somewhere along the line, yep, in every episode, we must offend at some point.
We must, yes.
It's not intentionally.
No.
It just, I'm sure it just happens.
Sometimes it just happens out of our own stupidity. So.
Because we don't, some things we just don't know, right? Like sometimes if you don't know things, you just don't know things.
This is true.
Right?
This is true.
We can't change who we are.
Uh-huh. But we, you know, we are on vacation.
Are we having fun, do you think?
I'm going to say that I've already decided that I would like to stuff you in my trunk.
Yeah, and I've already been mad at you and been pissed off that you've slept in past 8 2 times for sure.
Oh, my right? God. Yes, because if we're not up at the crack of dawn, Lisa's like, we're wasting sunlight.
Right, because you know what happened, friends of the podcast? She did not program the coffee maker for sure one day.
You can't program the coffee maker.
You can put all the goodies in that go into the coffee.
I will prep it the night before just to make you happy.
I guarantee you're going to forget.
I won't.
You forget every year.
I do it at my own home. So I'll just continue what I do.
And then you wonder why I start walking around a little louder as the morning goes on. I start thinking out loud. And then you
turn the TV on. And I'm right? like, okay, fine. I'm getting up.
Right. And then it's just time. And then I'm like, oh, it looks so beautiful outside. Lisa.
Oh, God. You're so annoying. I can already know this about myself, that you have made me go up many times to the cabin to get you something.
Probably.
Because you don't want to get out of your chair.
I get pretty comfy. Hey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. I like to not move. I like to not move it, move it. Not yeah. move it, move it, move it.
And by now, we probably had so many arguments about, yes, you need to put on some more suntan.
Oh, I'm probably
some
like
more sunscreen.
Shutting you out of my mind already, right? Yeah, for sure. All those things. All those things are. Yeah, I can't wait. Yeah. I can't wait to see if our predictions are accurate.
I can't. It's going to be awesome. And I'm pretty sure, feeling confident, that the grocery shopping went as well as it can be expected.
Right. Probably was not. You probably were not happy with my bread choices.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Are we waiting? Okay. Because now I'm thinking, oh my God, not only will we have to stop a million times all the way up to the cabin.
Will we or did we?
We probably would have.
Right.
Right. But we're probably too early for everything.
Well, if the timing is right, we're early.
Because we have to hit the liquor board store and the grocery store. And we got to go talk to the Gibsons.
Got to stop in and say hello.
Yeah.
It's only polite.
It's only polite.
It's the only nice thing to do.
God, we probably won't get there till 4.
Nah, we'll be there by 1. I feel we'll be there by 1, Samantha. Right? Because you came to get me at 7. As you always say, when I'm on vacation, I'm earlier on time. And you have been. So don't let me down now.
We shall see.
Right?
We shall see.
We shall see. Stay tuned.
I was watching the fun video station, the retro station.
Yeah.
The videos. And I caught the Spice Girls a couple of times, actually.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. I believe they're underrated.
I believe you are a Spice Girl fan.
I am a Spice Girl fan. One, there's really not that many, like, we don't have a plethora of women groups.
No, we don't.
That have been successful. Who do we have? And lasted the test of time.
We had Heart. We had the Go-Go's.
Yeah.
We had the Bangles.
The Go-Go's. Oh, my God. The ultimate.
Right.
We had the rock band.
And we had the Bangles.
The Bangles.
Right. Did anybody ever admit to liking the Bangles? Like, did anybody actually like walk like an Egyptian? No.
I think so. I like them.
Really?
Why wouldn't I admit to liking them?
I will not admit to liking them because I did not like them.
Well, you suck.
I thought that they were weird and corny. I'm not a fan. I'm allowed to not be a fan. You don't get to control what music I like.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Okay, so back to your Spice Girls. Okay, so, but you know that we were past the Spice Girls. We were too old for the Spice Girls.
No, right? We weren't. They were in the 90s.
Yeah, and how old were you in the 90s?
Like, I was only in my early 20s.
They were a girl band.
But it was good. They were fun. They were like, feisty.
My young nieces like the Spice Girls.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't like the same music as my young nieces. I mean, I don't mind like the odd, I'm old. I don't mind the odd Spice Girl song, but why do you think they're underrated? They haven't put out an album in 25 years.
I know, but when they were around, I mean, they put in the work. They did all the things that the guy band did.
They weren't. They sold out the world.
I know, but I think now people don't credit them with being musically talented, and I think they should be because they are.
I think now people don't think much about them unless you turn on a retro music station because, I don't know, they haven't done anything since the 90s.
You know what? You like what you like. I like what I like.
I'm not saying I don't like them. Like, I like what's their big song that they always play? What's that one? You know it. You like it.
If you don't know it, I'm not telling you.
I am not a true fan. I know it to hear it.
Then you obviously don't want to be a Spice Girl then. Because I was going to ask you, which Spice Girl do you want to be?
I want to be Ginger Spice. Because I got kicked out of the band. That's who I want to be. Can I be Ginger and have to leave? I left the band.
Okay.
Uh-huh. What Spice Girl are you?
I'd like to be Posh Spice.
I thought you'd be Scary Spice.
Well, either that or Scary Spice. I'm like, yeah. I'd like to do either one of those.
I don't know. Are you really posh?
Yeah. I think I'm posh. I thought I was posh back in the day.
Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. I can see Scary too a little bit, like with her feisty attitude.
She's feisty,
right?
Neither one of us is sporty, so we don't have to worry about that.
I kind of was back in the day, but not in. I still want to be Ginger and kicked out. Right?
Oh, you know, take all the fun out of my musical.
Sorry, you know, I'm sorry.
Just, yeah, that's okay, because I mock you for Anne Murray and your right. Malakaliki Maka crap.
Malakaliki Maka is the thing to say. However, I will say that if memory serves, I do think there's a Spice Girl song on the Lake music.
Oh, I can't wait for the Lake Me. I'm sure I am enjoying it right now.
I'm sure you are. Over and over. Because I'm sure you didn't make your own list.
You said you were doing it, DJ Lisa Lise.
Yeah, actually it was DJ Lisa Mac. Thank you. Not Lisa Lise. Okay, but listen.
I'm sorry. I was just swallowing some pop at that moment. I almost spewed it on my computer.
You almost spit it out, right?
Oh my God. DJ Lisa Mac.
DJ Lisa Mac, right? DJ Lisa Mac in the house. Like that, right? Not even kidding.
DJ Lisa Mac in the house.
DJ Lisa Mac in the house, right?
Spinning her tunes. All right.
Doing all that. Okay.
I bet you popped your collar. You had your Benetton watch on.
Benetton watch on. And off I go, right?
Your Ocean Pacific shirt.
You betcha. My Barnes. Totally. Head to toe. You just like hi. Did you know me? Did you know me back then?
You were every snotty little teenager. I was went to my high school.
I was everywhere. I was in everybody's school.
Oh my God.
I was totally in everybody's school. Yeah.
Yes, because you were that non-repeat. Like, it was a little bit cray cray.
Yeah, right? You bet.
I was lucky enough to go to like the worst preppy school in Saskatoon.
I wouldn't really say that Stayner was a preppy school, but I think because that was more Collingwood and Barrie, but we tried. We gave it our all.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We jumped in full speed ahead. Right? We prepped it up where we could.
Congratulations.
I know, right? But okay, here's something I'm struggling with, Samantha. Uh-huh. I don't know how to overcome this because I don't know how to work through it. So I'm hoping you can help, okay?
Okay.
Dear McRib, I'm missing you.
Oh God, really?
Yes.
It's pressed meat.
I know, but I just want to bite into one. I just want one McRib.
You know it's not ever coming here, right?
Well, why can't it?
I don't know.
Right?
I don't get it. I don't know why it doesn't come here.
Like, why do they got to have all this other crap?
It's like, been to New Jersey twice.
It's been to New Jersey two times. It's been, like, remember when the HHG a bunch of years back was in Germany? There's a picture of her in Germany eating the McRib. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? It's in Germany. It's all over the world, but it does not come to Canada.
It does not come to Canada.
And it has fans here.
Mm-hmm. You. It has you.
It has Rob Suski too.
And Rob Suski, sorry. Right?
Definitely has got two fans for sure.
Yep.
That are just like, I don't know. I don't know. Every now and then I go through waves, hey, and every now and then it just comes back. And then I can't forget about it. That's all I want is just a McRib.
Oh, what was Lisa?
I know, right? It's not easy being me. Right? It's not easy being me.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay. Here's something funny though. Okay. I got to share this, right? So you know how, right? You go to your doctor right now because they're all hypervigilant with everything. They take your blood pressure and they check your weight and they check your height, right?
All right. They've never checked my height.
They don't?
No.
They always check my height. And a weight, whatever, right? I always assume that I have white coat syndrome when it comes to my weight at the doctor's office. So I always present about 10 pounds heavier than what I am. Just like, you know, some people, their blood pressure gets higher.
Yeah,
my weight gets a little higher when I walk into the doctor's office.
Okay, that makes sense.
I feel it becomes very, very heavy weight. Mm-hmm. That's what I think. So I don't worry myself so much about that. But my height, right? I stand up tall. They do my height. I said, I see their thing. And I said, what does that mean in like terms that I would understand? And she's like, 5'5". I'm like, what? She's like, 5'5". Okay. Because my whole life I've been 5'8". And then I accepted 5'7½ a bunch of years ago. And now I'm 5'5". I'm the same height as you.
How did you get shorter?
Because my weight is bringing me down, I think. My muffin top, because it's pressing down. It's like gravity.
Your discs are compressing and your body is shrinking. Your skeleton is coming together. Oh my God, that sounds fun.
And that's why my muffin top seems more muffiny than what it used to.
More muffiny.
It seems more muffiny, right? It feels, sorry, as I'm choking to death, it feels more muffiny.
Okay. All right.
Right. Uh-huh. Because I'm shrinking. So it's pressing down. I'm getting closer to the ground. So like if you took a box and you squish it, everything compacts. So that's why I'm looking a little more muffety. It's because I'm compacting. What do you do about
that? That's how you're going to explain the tube around your middle.
That's how I'm explaining it, right? Okay. It expands out as I, like an accordion, as I push down. It expands out.
Got it. Yes. Now it totally makes sense.
You get it now?
Yes, I get it now. Thank you. You're in your shrinking years, and with the shrinking years comes an expanded tube.
Right. So it's I'm in my shrinking / expansion years.
Right? Expansion years.
I'm in my expansion years.
That's what we're calling it now. Right.
The expansion years.
Yes. We're calling it the expansion
years. The expansion years. Right. Doctor proved it. Doctor totally proved it, Samantha.
Oh my God. That's what I'm going to say when people go, oh my God, you've gained a little weight. I'm in my expansion years.
In my expansion years.
I need you to back off of me right now.
Because I haven't gained weight. God has pushed me down a little bit because I'm in my expansion years.
I'm in my shrink expansion years.
Right. It's all on God. God, this is, hello, dear God. Right? Dear God. Right. Apparently you're supposed to be able to hear and hear my suffering. Well, apparently you're not, because this is not how your reaction should be, God.
Yes, it's God's doing. So we have
just
nothing to do
down
with
down and make her seem a little bit bigger. Dear God, I'm questioning.
Oh, yes.
Right.
He has a cruel sense of humor, that guy.
He seems to. Joke's on me.
Jokes on you.
Right? Jokes on you, Lisa. Guess what? We're just going to shorten you up a little bit.
Squish you together. Squish, squish.
Yeah. I'm like a squishamal. Right? That's what I think I am. I'm a squishamal.
You are. You're totally a squishamal.
Totally a squishamal.
Yep. You are.
Yeah.
All right. So I was unfortunate and watched something to do with The Bachelorette.
Ugh. Oh, why?
Yeah, I don't know. Because all of a sudden I was like, what is this? Oh, God. Okay. But what is your favorite celebrity drama?
Oh, okay. So I try to stay away, right? I try to stay clear of the celebrity drama. Although I will say, I totally got rooked into the Johnny Depp trial. Remember last year?
Yeah, I remember that. And it was just it was a shit show, was it not?
And that's why I got rooked, right? Because it was poison.
A shit show.
But it was like putting your hand too close to the oven.
Yeah.
But it was good. It was good.
Ugh, I hate when things like that
watched
happen.
It every night on the TikTok, right? Because they had all the pieces from trial.
God bless TikTok. They just compress everything into like 3 minutes.
3 minutes and it's all you need for the day, right?
It's a beautiful thing.
It is, right? So you get all the facts in the 3 minutes. You know what's up.
Yes. And we get so educated in 3 minutes with somebody else's version of what the hell is happening.
Of what the hell's happening in Johnny Depp's life. Oh, okay, I see. And then in that 3 minutes, the beauty is that then you take away, they present you with the most important points, right? In that 3 minute time period.
Well, what they deem important.
Yeah, right. So, but if it's on the TikTok, right, is it not important? Of course
it is. On the TikTok.
It's on the TikTok.
Right? It's got to be right if it's on the TikTok.
Isn't that what we've learned? It's on the TikTok. If it's on the TikTok, it's right. Right? It's the new version of the Twitter, right? Remember the Twitter used to be? Oh, yeah, I saw it on Twitter. Mm-mm. Twitter's got nothing on the TikTok.
Nothing.
Not a thing. Samantha, you know how this is for you, okay? I saw this and I thought of you totally, okay? Because that's the type of friend I am, always like thinking for you.
Okay? Yeah.
You know how sometimes you always say you're tired? You feel so tired?
Yeah.
Okay, so I read an article, and by reading an article, I meant not a book. I meant something on my phone. I read an article about people being tired. And do you know why you're so tired? It's linked to not pooping. Are you not pooping?
Lisa, that's you. That's not me. I need you not to deflect to me your issues. I'm pooping. Have that problem.
I'm pooping fine.
So am I.
Right? But you're always tired.
I am 54, going through menopause, and I don't sleep well at night anymore.
Right. And not pooping.
I am pooping.
Are you pooping?
Yes. You're pooping? I don't have any issues. I'm fine.
Your poop is fine.
I think you have issues. You've always been a little like to keep it inside me for as long as possible.
Okay. Hi. We have never discussed things like that before. So keep out of that life.
Because you need to be in control of everything. So why wouldn't you control your own bodily functions?
Listen, it's none of your business how long I like to keep things inside.
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying. No, because now they have gummies, right? That help your poop.
Oh, fantastic. You should take some.
You know that commercial, and I'm having a good poo, right?
I don't need it, but thank you for sharing.
I'm just saying, right? If you do, then you can have a gummy.
I don't need a gummy. I'm good.
And it helps you with your poo, and then you won't be so tired.
Thank you. I'm good. I'm always tired for other reasons, Lisa, because there's many reasons why people are tired.
I know, right?
Not pillows. Just you're constipated. Pillows.
I'm always tired because of my pillows.
Well, because you have a weird fascination with your pillows.
It's the other night, like about a week ago. Oh my goodness. I switched my pillow 2 times.
Like it's the same pillow, but you just switched.
No, I swapped it out with a spare pillow. I was so mad at that pillow, swapped it out with another pillow.
Like, what do you think these pillows are doing?
They're not doing their job is what they're not doing, actually.
So they're not supporting you. They're not fluffy. Like what's really happening?
I don't like a soft pillow, so I don't want it to be fluffy, right? Because I prop myself up. So I need it to be firm, but not too firm. Right? And I need it to just be perfect. And it's never perfect.
I see.
So then I can't sleep.
You know what? I swear to God, of all the people I've known in this world, I've never met anyone so fascinated or fixated on their pillows and their function before.
Well, I can't help it, right? If my pillow is not right, then I'm not having a good sleep. And you know what happens then if I don't have a good sleep? I spend all night listening to Karen Carpenter again. So we're back to, don't you remember you told me you love me, baby? Right? Again.
That's right, because you use the Carpenters to fall asleep too.
Well, she's got an angelic voice, right? So her angelicness does actually put you to sleep at some point, right?
Oh my God. Yeah. That's funny.
We're on the top of the world,
looking down on creation. Right? And the only explanation I can't find.
Or just as you're almost ready to finally, you're not mad at your pillows anymore because you got Karen in your ear. And all of a sudden you hear rainy days and Mondays always. And then you're done. It's like lullaby and good night. Right.
I wonder if anyone else listens to the Carpenters to fall asleep.
They should, because she's fantastic.
Yeah.
That or true. Prince Harry. You know, I always say Prince Harry can put you to sleep too, right?
Yes. Yep. Yeah. You did say that.
Yeah. So, anyways, that's just my thing. That's just okay. My thing.
All yeah. Right.
Whatever.
I am curious to know, do you believe in ghosts?
Really?
What?
Do I know ghosts?
It's a simple question.
I don't know. Like, what do you mean? Like a ghost coming to visit me?
Ghost coming to visit you? Mm. Have you ever heard of anyone having an experience with maybe
Don't you remember the picture that I have that my mom's in?
Well, that's true.
And my mom was dead.
Yeah, she was hanging around your dad.
Yeah, and when she was dead, she was in a different house in a different city. And the picture was taken in a different city when she was dead. And there's my mom in the picture. And not even kidding, friends of the podcast. Yeah. You can blow this picture up and every single person's like, is that your mom? Mm-hmm. I'm like, totally. That's my mom. Fuzzy. Yeah. She's fuzzy. Yeah. But you can totally tell it's my mom.
It's crazy.
And I don't know. Like, I'm sure that they exist. Like, I have a rule. And I made this rule perfectly clear after my mom died. Dear mom, you don't need to come visit. I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
Don't come in my dream. I don't need you there. Like so every now and then I find like a dime or a penny.
Remember
has her birthday, like a 1950 on it.
Oh, okay.
I find that a lot, right? Like I'll see that, which is weird considering like not a lot of changes around from that time.
No.
So I think that might be a little bit of a ghost, but I don't want like physical. Hi. What you doing? I don't want that. What about you?
Hi, how's it going?
Like, I'll take signs. Signs are fine, but I don't want like an in-person, like Casper. Hi. No.
Yeah. I believe that there are signs of somebody like still being around you, like as an entity. Sometimes when you're in a room and you get a cold, like you go through something that's cold or something.
Well, I don't want that either.
Washes over you. Sometimes I think, well, that could be something.
I don't want that. Mm-hmm. Like they say, if you see a butterfly.
Yeah.
Right. So there's different things, but I don't know. Like as far as like a ghost, like I don't know if I want to believe that things are haunted.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want bad ghosts.
I don't think they're. Well, I think there probably are bad ghosts. I mean, if you watch those supernatural shows and those,
there's bad ghosts.
There are bad ghosts.
I don't want bad ghosts. I don't have. I don't want that. I have no room for bad ghosts in my life. Right.
Oh, I would watch those shows by myself at night and I'd be like, I'm not setting foot off my couch.
Which is funny considering
I'm officially freaked out.
Which is funny that you would watch that considering you wouldn't watch The Sopranos.
You know, because
you always said it would give you nightmares.
It does, because I woke up, I was like, I had a bad nightmare because I had watched The Sopranos and it was like people were shooting me in my dream. And I was like, okay, I can't ever watch The Sopranos anymore.
Right. That's like me. I can't go to sleep after watching Snakes, right? Because then snakes are in my dream. Right? I'm in a dream with snakes.
So basically, everybody's got something.
Everybody's got something, right?
Lisa.
Everybody's got something, Samantha. Uh-huh. But okay, so here's something interesting. Don't you think it's funny how we critique things that we know we can't have? For example, we will judge a millionaire's house. We will judge it, right? You don't need this many rooms. I wouldn't do that with that. I wouldn't do that. Yet we can never have it.
No, we judge because we want it.
Because is that the reason?
We're jelly.
Mm-hmm. So we judge to deflect our jealousy.
Of course, because we want that. Like, who wouldn't want a millionaire's house, regardless of what it looks like?
I don't want that. I don't want that in my life. I don't want a $70 million home. I don't want Jenna and Ben's house.
You know what I want? I want the $70 million. That's what I want. Dollars.
I want the money.
I want the money.
Money, money, money. I don't want the house.
I think we judge because we can. And I think, you know, when we look at our homes and go, that's not marble.
Our humble abodes.
You know, of course, we'll be like, I don't need that. I'm fine the way I am.
Right. But, I'm perfectly fine. Right.
Yeah, if I had like a nice house,
$1 million.
Yeah. You know, and I had a like a butler and a cleaner and somebody
that I like you would have a garden if you had a gardener.
I would have lawn if I had a gardener.
Right. You'd have lawn. Right. You'd have a pool if you had a pool boy.
I would totally have a pool.
I guess that's why we do it, right? Because we know we can, because it's never going to affect
it's
our
never
life.
Never gonna happen.
You and I are never ever gonna have a conversation where it's like, I don't know, like, do I worry about a gardener or should I just pool boy or I don't. I guess hell, what fuck it.
Do I buy the house with the pool or do I buy the house with the pool and the tennis court? I don't really play tennis, but I might take it up.
But it might be fun to have if company comes over, right? I don't know if you and I are ever going to have those conversations. And if we were, it would go something like this. Samantha, you're never going to play tennis. You don't need to buy a tennis court.
You're right. I'm going to stick with the pool.
Stick with the pool, right? Could you buy a slide? And then you'd be like, I'd never use the slide. I'm like, I know, but when I come over, because maybe when you're a $70 million homeowner, maybe then I might be able to come see your house.
Maybe, just maybe.
Still don't
just
know where maybe. She lives.
Yeah, that's true that.
Remember the text they sent you about like a little over a week ago when uh-huh. about going for breakfast? And I'm like, yes, okay. Lisa. And you're like, well, where do you want to go? And I'm like, well, since I don't know where you live, it's hard for me to pick a location.
Stop it.
I don't know what's close to you because I don't know where you might be.
yes, Lisa.
Just saying, Samantha.
Uh-huh. All right.
Great. All right. All right.
All right.
That's all I'm going to say. Right.
You know, I noticed, well, now you have the same phone as Michelle, right?
Yeah.
It's your Apple phone.
Yeah.
And does it have the fancy face or finger recognition?
My last one had the face. I don't do the finger. I like the face.
You like the face?
Yeah, I like the face. I like the uh-huh. face.
So yeah. Do you think that face or finger, recognition, like how to get into your phone, do you think it's making us lazier?
Yeah, like today I actually did my face and then I thought, shit, I probably should have just checked my password to see if I still remember it now.
Uh-huh, because what if you need your password?
And all I have is the moneymaker.
And right? What if something happened to the moneymaker and it doesn't recognize you anymore?
Right. Like, remember I went through that spell where when I was lying on my back, I felt it didn't recognize my fat face, right? And I'm like, hey, okay, I get it. I get it. You're sending me a message.
Yeah, stop right? eating.
Right? You know it's time to lose weight when your phone doesn't recognize your fat face.
Right? So what if that were to keep happening? Like, how are you ever going to get into your phone if you can't remember your password?
I know, right? But it's so convenient.
It is, but it could potentially be making us brain lazy.
But we're already brain lazy from everything, from just even going to just a password. We're already brain lazy.
Are we?
Can we get much brain lazier?
I think we can.
Really? Okay. So you don't think we're brain lazy? Okay. Do you know what my cell phone number is?
No, I don't.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Right.
I don't even know. You better hope my phone remembers.
Yeah. And I don't even know what Mike's is either, right? Unless it's in my phone.
The only phone number I actually remember is my parents' landline.
Right.
It's the only one I remember.
Only one.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
And my old landline from my
I remember your old landline number too. Yeah. I
that's
remember
it that though. One.
Like, do you remember my old landline number?
Nope.
No.
Something 568. 5868?
No, that's my cell phone.
Oh, okay. That's the last four digits then.
Yes.
Oh, I did remember part of it.
No, you're not quite as lazy.
Oh, okay.
I want to say, no, I can't even, I have no clue. Zero clue. So I'm going to say, yes, it's made me lazier.
Oh, my God.
But I appreciate it, actually. I appreciate that side of my laziness.
I know, because you're like, hey, if it's quicker and easier and I don't got to remember, pick me.
Boom. Pick me. Pick me. Right? So I'm all over it. I'm all over it.
Pretty soon, we're going to have things that just pick us up out of bed, stick us in a shower, pick us up again, put us in.
Yeah, then we're the Jetsons. Then we're the Jetsons, right? His boy, Elroy. Dun, 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 right?
We are going to get to that point where we don't even stand on our own anymore. Oh,
fingers crossed.
Oh, God.
Right? And then we're just on a people mover. That's how I hope in the next 10 years, I hope my walking is only on a people mover. I hope that's where
we go. That's not walking. That's just moving.
That's fine. That's standing. and trying to keep your balance, right? That's where I hope. Okay. That's where I hope this life is headed.
All right.
Just like his boy Elroy, meet the Jetsons. Dun, 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 dun. That's all. That's all. Okay, Samantha, I feel that we all know, and God knows it's out there for the world to see, a lot of my weird, quirky things.
Uh huh.
But what kind of weird quirks do you have?
I have none. I'm angelic.
Nope. 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 Not the right answer. Nope. Not the right answer.
Not the right answer.
Like, what's a quirk? What, like, what's a weird thing you do?
I don't eat fruit past 2 days.
You don't eat fruit past 2 days.
Yeah, it's got to be super ripe, hey? Like, I'm really weird that way. You know, we talked about bananas. Don't even make me talk about it again.
Right?
Because bananas freak me out.
Bananas freak you out, right? I love bananas. You have great angst over bananas.
I do. Yeah. Just fruit in general, because I grew up as a kid with a fruit, like a small orchard in my backyard. So you just pick the fruit that you want to eat, right? Yeah. So now I, as an adult, I have this thing. It's like, if I buy it and it looks lovely and I eat it within the first 2 days, great. But if it sits there for like day 3 or 4, it's iffy.
It's iffy, right?
It's iffy. Yeah.
Even though it's not iffy, but to you, it's iffy.
To me, it's iffy.
To you, it's iffy, right? What makes you put your bread in the fridge?
I think that was my mother.
So that's a learned behavior?
I think it's a learned
behavior passed on from generation to generation.
To be honest, it does make your bread last longer.
Okay, but how long do you need your bread really to last? It can only really last to what the tag says.
Oh, God, because you're that
person. That's why we have a problem. You think because bread is in the fridge, it can go past the tag. Nope, it can't.
It can't. Okay.
It doesn't matter where you stored. It's still best before.
Stop talking.
Right? I'm just saying, right? Mm-hmm. What other quirks do you have? You have some other weird things that you do? You do. You always, with your pen, click, 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 click.
I have a clicky pen. I try not to use clicky pens that much anymore because people have told me to stop
using them.
Because I click like crazy because it's just a thing. It helps me think, actually. It's like chewing gum because I don't chew gum anymore.
Remember, you used to. And then you only had half a stick.
Now and then I had to go to none.
You had to completely get away from the gum.
Yeah, it's because of my jaw.
You know what I find? I find
not a
now
quirk.
It's a little bit of a quirk.
It's not a quirk. I can't because I have TMJ. My jaw clicks.
So you can bite into a burger.
Of course I can.
Right? Chew.
But constant chewing of gum is not good for your jaw.
Oh, okay. Do you ever swallow your gum?
Whenever I used to. Maybe sometimes.
Were you a gum swallower?
Sometimes. As a small child, I'm sure I was.
Not as an adult?
No.
I was. I still am.
No, I spit it out because I've grown up, Lisa.
No, I can't be bothered. I just swallow it. I don't give a shit. I don't think you don't have as many quirks as I do. That's
I'm sure I do, but I don't air them out to the world.
I'm gonna try and keep more better notes on your weirdness because you're weird. You're
weird too. Weird. I don't like anybody to drive my car. That makes
you don't like that. You have to sit with your seat back as far as it can go.
Because I have long legs a short person.
Only your toe barely touches.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, you sit so far.
I have long legs.
You don't have long legs.
I do not feel the need to sit the way that you sit in a car. Oh my God. Like that steering wheel is like. So it's like right up against your belly. And
it's
like
not that bad.
Like, what the fuck are you doing? You're not like, are you snuggling with the wheel, the steering wheel? Like, what is going on here?
I like to be close.
I know, because it's odd. And I try. You're remember when we've had to use, when we've rented a car and I've got to my turn to drive. And I'm like, fuck. I adjust the seat and be able to actually get into the car.
Right. And then when I get in the car after you've been in it and I like pretty much do like a backwards somersault once I sit down, I'm like, holy shit. Thank God there's a back of the seat here. Right. Oh. And you like, you're like fully extended and I like mine bent.
I don't. Yeah. I hate that.
I know. Right. I hate when you have to use my car. Right. I'm just saying. Okay. Here's something. Let's move on before we start picking each other apart. Remember?
Because I'm sensing that about you right now.
Yeah. Remember, we're friends, right? Okay. This is something. This is a new trend from the UK. We have some friends of the podcast that are from the UK, right? So they probably know all about this. They're probably ahead of us. Apparently, cuckolding is the UK's dirty secret.
And what is that?
Have you ever heard of it?
No.
Apparently it's their dirty, dirty, dirty secret. You want me to tell you what it is?
I'm sensing you want to. So
cuckolding. Cuckolding. It is fantasizing about watching your partner do it with other people.
Oh, jeez. Isn't that voyeurism?
No, I think that this is knowing that they're doing it. Voyeurism, I think, is watching.
Oh,
is
that's just watching, right. And nobody strangers. Knows. Okay, yes.
Nobody
okay.
knows. Oh. But why is it called cuckolding?
I have no idea.
Like, where do they get that name from?
Well.
Cuckolding. Cuck. C-U-C-K. Cuck. Cuck. Cuckolding.
Okay, you're having way too much fun actually saying the word. So that's creepy.
I'm just saying, right? Is that like, do you think, is that like Canada's dirty secret?
Who knows what Canadians do?
I tell you, it's not my dirty secret. That's a hard pass for me. Hard no.
It's a hard pass for me as well.
It's a hard, hard no, right? So dear UK, keep your trend over there. Keep it across the pond.
Right? Let us, the UK listeners, let us know if you think this is a trend.
Right? Sweet pea, are you out there?
Uh-huh. Or is Lisa just making this up?
Or am I? No, I came across it somewhere.
Uh-huh.
I saw it. I must have read it someplace.
Well, it was on the internet, so obviously it has to be true.
So it has to be true, right? Because I came across it.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Can you verify it? No.
No, I can't. That's why we're putting it out to our UK friends.
This is what happens to us, Lisa, is that, and then people listen, and then they find, and then they Google the way we should have Googled.
Right, right. And they're going to say it doesn't even exist.
Right.
And I'm going to be like, well, no, I'm pretty sure I read about it. I didn't just come up with that.
Uh-huh.
It's not made up by me.
That's on your dark websites that you go to.
I don't know where the dark web is. I don't know where that exists, Samantha. Right?
Okay. All right.
I'm not techie like that.
Well, I'm going to the opposite end of that weird trend of the UK. Okay. And I'm going to a pure, joyful, happy place called the Hallmark Christmas in July.
I feel that you people need to go to your own deserted island and just stay put. Come back at Christmas.
I can't wait.
Oh my God. I'm sure. Is it not already started? When does it start?
I think they roll it out on the weekends.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
They don't burden everybody with having to pick and choose what
perhaps
their favorite.
Not. I haven't seen it at night. So I believe it might be only a weekend thing.
Oh.
But you know how much I enjoy a good, sappy, very predictable Hallmark Christmas movie.
Right. Boy meets girl, go to the hardware store, snow falls on their head, kiss at the mistletoe after the Christmas party, and maybe then go back and do some skating for New Year's.
Yes.
Right. Oh, and perfect. There's got to be, sometimes there's got to be a children's choir, a chorus.
Yes, there might be. Yes.
And it's so predictable.
Delightful.
But you love it. So I don't want to squash your spirit like that.
No, please don't. Right?
Because that's your spirit. And you love it.
Oddly enough. Yes, I do.
Oddly enough is true.
Oddly enough.
Oddly enough. Right?
Okay. But I have an eye shake my head, Lisa.
Okay. What are you shaking your head at?
Well, I'm going to talk about Wheel of Fortune again.
Okay.
So apparently Vanna White, I'm shaking my head because apparently Vanna White has not had a raise in 18 years.
Oh my God.
And she only makes $3 million.
What?
Pat makes 15 and Ryan is supposed to be making 28 million. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't think that like Ryan's the draw, right? It's not Vanna. I understand that.
Okay,
and Pat was the big star, the draw of Wheel of Fortune and Advanna. But does it make sense that she hasn't had a raise in 18 years?
Like that seems like really not appropriate.
Right?
Right? Like that seems against her rights.
I
feel we need to start something like a GoFundMe page for Vanna White. Vanna White needs
I don't
some
think
help.
She needs her GoFundMe page. I don't think Vanna she needs that. But I think we need to bolster Vanna to go to the producers of that show and say, yeah. Look, I think I deserve to make a couple of more bucks.
Especially you think about when that show first started, right? When she actually had to physically turn the letter.
Now she just pretend touches it.
Right.
You pretend touches.
Right. Just pretend touches. But at one point she was actually having to exert herself.
Yes.
And people like, she kind of is also, I think, an equal draw, because there's nobody turning the letters.
Uh huh.
There's no Wheel of Fortune.
I mean, really, she is tied to the Wheel of Fortune and will be forever,
all
of its eternity, right?
Yeah.
Just like Pat Sajak, even though he's retiring next year,
it's going to be Ryan, still those two.
Yeah, and Ryan is going to take over, and I'm sure he'll do wonderfully well.
Right, but it's going to be like Jeopardy. Like who's the host of Jeopardy now? Oh, that's right. Nobody cares. It used to be Alex Trebek.
Well, because Alex was the best.
Right. So it's going to be like that, right? So, mm-hmm. So yeah, like Vanna's tied to that show. She should be.
I shook my head at that. And I'm like, Vanna, I think you need to stand up for yourself and ask for some more cash.
Do you feel she should get paid what Ryan gets paid?
No.
Why is that?
No, because I don't think that she's the draw. There's a reason why he's coming on board as the guy who asks the questions and talks
to the guy who says, would you like to buy a vowel?
Yes.
Right. Okay. Okay.
I think that she should be getting paid $15 million, like yeah. Pat's making.
Yeah, right. She should at least get like a cost of living increase, or something, grocery rebate or something.
I don't think she should get paid more just because. I think that she deserves to have had a pay raise. And maybe if they back pay her 18 years. She might be making $28 million,
right? Be hard to say, but it's like in retail, right? So she's helped grow the popularity of the show,
right?
Right. So she should, yeah, she's worth a little bit more than that.
She's not getting reimbursed for her time and energy, and
right. And $3 million now in celebrity status. That's not really. She's kind of at the trailer park level of celebrity status.
That's why she needs to make more.
She needs to make more. Come on,
because Dana's not retiring. It's only Pat.
I know she's keeping her job, but I think she's trying to fight for more.
I think she should.
Yeah. But here's something else that's interesting, though. Okay. So speaking of somebody who's making lots of money on her hard work, and so she should.
Uh-huh.
However, should she continue to leave Canada out? Taylor Swift. Dear Taylor Swift. What did Canada ever do? Why are you like, she's not coming to Canada.
No, she's not.
Why? She's going like all over the world. She's going to Europe. Like, what's wrong with like your neighbor?
I don't know.
Like, what does she have against Canada, I wonder?
I don't know. I don't think she wants to tell us.
I feel that we need to poke that bear. Right? I feel like we have a right to know what she's like. Why no Canada?
I don't know. Like, that's like, so weird.
Like, it makes no sense, right? Like, where you'd go to all these other places in Europe, but still, oh yeah, no, not Canada. And then on the TikTok, everybody was saying that on July 1st, she was going to release all her Canada dates.
Oh,
no Canada dates. No dates. Like, she hate Canada?
I think so.
Did Canada do something to Taylor Swift?
When's the last time she was here, though?
She was here like a long time ago still. Maybe, I don't know, a couple years. I don't know. I can't. Don't hold me to it.
Huh.
She's been here before, but did we upset her the last time she was here?
I don't know.
Did we not give her like wonderful Putin?
Putin.
Did we not say, here, do you want some Smarties? Did we not show her our wonderful Canadian personalities?
Did she not eat enough ketchup chips?
Did we not nobody offer her a butter tart? Because all those things would make me come back, right?
You're right.
Would make me come. Oh, yeah. Canada. Yeah, that's right. Oh, I had the best butter tart in. Right?
Yeah, that's true.
Right. When I was in Montreal, I had the best poutine.
Huh.
Nothing.
I don't know. That's odd. Really weird. It does seem odd. Maybe we have done something.
Maybe we've upset her.
And she's just not telling us why.
Maybe she's over Canada.
Maybe you need to tweet her.
I could try. We could just.
Does she have a Twitter account?
I'm sure she does. I'm sure she has something. She has people.
People who answer.
But maybe there's a reason. Maybe on behalf of Canada, we should be apologizing to her.
Mm-hmm. If we have done anything in the past years to upset you, we greatly and gravely apologize for all of the horrible things. We would love for you to come to Canada.
It seems odd that Canada would have treated you badly because that's not in our nature.
The problem
that's not what we're known for.
Like, she's a great draw. She'll be great for the economy.
Maybe she knows that. Maybe she feels Canada's going to use her. Which, well, don't get me wrong, right? They probably will.
The United States have used her as well. Hey,
everybody's using you. Every city you go to is using you. Yes. Because restaurant sales go through the roof, hotels, yes, everything, right?
Yes.
I'm just saying it seems odd. It seems odd.
I don't know. You got to ask her.
I got to get to the bottom of this.
Uh-huh. Okay, I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
Okay.
I shake my head.
What are you shaking your head at?
A tourist got caught on camera carving his name into the Colosseum in Rome.
Oh.
The fine, if he is caught, and by the way, they did catch him, $15,000. He's
doesn't
now
seem high enough.
He is begging for forgiveness because they are throwing the book at this guy. And it's like, you defaced ancient Roman history. You dumbass.
Yeah, right? Like, you know, you deserve the book thrown at you, you idiot.
I need to know what is going wrong with people.
You think that was the right thing? Like, what made you think that was the smart move? Dude, dear dude in Rome?
Like, tourists have lost their minds. It's like they forgot how to be in the public.
Right. Right.
Don't. Whatever you're thinking of doing, do the opposite.
Don't do it. Do the opposite. Don't do it.
Opposite.
Right? Do not do it. Do not carve your name into ancient history. Right. Don't throw soup at the Mona Lisa.
And it was and it was his name. It was like him and his girlfriend's name.
See,
I heart. Right?
And I'm going to tell you from experience, you get in trouble for that. You get caught. Because when I was a kid, I never, ever, ever did it. But my oldest sister, Christy, used to go around and she'd write on walls, Lisa was here. And Lisa would get in trouble. Even though Lisa wasn't there, actually, right? But my sister would put that I was there in pencil. Lisa was here. And then I would get like probably a spanking. But I was not there, actually.
Uh-huh.
Right? I was not there. Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that.
Makes me shake my head. Stop it, tourists. Stop it.
Yeah.
Stop. You're in a foreign country. Don't do dumb things.
Don't do that. Right? Be thankful you're not in jail.
Uh-huh. It's the Yellowstone. It's the tourists in Yellowstone all over again.
Yeah, I know, right? I know. Okay, hey, here's something for you, though. Tom Cruise. Yay or nay?
Yeah, he's not bad.
Different times, different depending, right?
Depends.
Not always good, but he's turning 61, or he just turned 61.
Oh.
Is it just me, or the last couple times I've seen him on shows and stuff, I kind of thought maybe he had, something didn't look quite right. Looked like something didn't go quite right.
Like he got work done?
Maybe. Like, did you see when he was on James Corden at the end?
No.
Okay, well, you know, because you need to look at these things, Samantha. Google Tom Cruise and take a look. I think that something doesn't look right.
Uh-huh.
He looks fine in the new Mission Possible movies.
So maybe he was just having a bad day and he didn't get enough sleep, so he looked weird?
I don't know. Maybe he was puffy-faced.
Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe.
Maybe.
And he had like long kind of shaggy hair.
Well, he's had long shaggy hair for a bit.
Yeah, I think that's not his best look.
No, it is not his best look.
His best look is, he looks real, his best look was the last Top Gun was pretty good.
Yep, I agree.
He looks pretty darn good there.
He does look really good.
I thought you looked like a well-aging man.
And considering he was 60 when he made that, that's pretty good.
Yeah, right? All this scruff and stuff now, like, it's not working for you, Tom.
Oh, okay.
Right? I'm just saying.
So you may think maybe is he a bit fickle and maybe he's like...
I don't think he cares.
He getting some Botox, maybe?
Maybe. A little Botox. Or maybe he just doesn't care because he's Tom Cruise.
I think he should not care.
It's probably like, if I don't brush my hair today, it doesn't matter. I'm Tom Cruise. And I'm thinking, I think it still matters. I think it still matters. I think you need to uphold your look that you have.
Oh, my God.
We're counting on that look, Tom. Right?
Oh, exactly. Okay.
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. So, you know, sometimes, Lisa, we talk about putting our judgment pants on, right?
Yes, we do. We're both guilty of wearing judgment pants at times.
We are. So I need to test you.
Okay.
I have a few phrases that potentially could indicate you're a judgmental person.
Oh, okay. I'm ready.
Uh-huh. You ready?
Uh-huh.
You should or shouldn't be doing that.
Okay, are these things that I would say?
Yes.
You
shouldn't do that. You should be doing this. You've said that before. Have you said that before? Do you say that to people?
I don't know if I say that. I'm going to say no to that. No.
Are you sure?
I feel that doesn't sound like a normal phrase for me.
Okay. How about this phrase? I would never do that. Or I would never say that.
I could do that. Yes. Right. Cause I would never say that.
Uh-huh. Cause yeah, you would say that.
I would never say that, yeah. But say that. Yeah. Yeah. I would never say that, but say that. Yes. Yes. Right.
Okay. Don't make it confusing.
Okay. Sorry.
You say that's just wrong because I would do this.
I feel this is you.
No, that's you.
That's not.
That's just wrong. That's just wrong because.
Because, right? That's true. My boss today, she had for lunch lasagna, and I said to her, not a summer food, totally wrong.
Oh, that's judgment hardcore.
And then you know what she said? She goes, it's leftover from yesterday when it was cold and rainy. Not good enough. That excuse does not work with me. And I walked away.
Oh my God.
Right? No.
Okay. You say, why would anyone think that, do that, say that?
All the time.
Yes.
I all the time think, I'm always questioning why would anybody say or do that? Yes.
Okay.
Totally.
Your judgment pants were on for that one. Did you just hear what he or she just did?
I try not to do that.
That's gossipy.
I try not to be too gossipy.
Uh-huh. But that's judgmental as well because you're like, hee, someone did something wrong.
I know sometimes, right? I like to react.
You do.
I do. I like to react if I can. I like to stir the pot.
Oh, God. And you like to say, I told you so.
No, you say, I told you so.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Actually, I only say, I told you so to you because you never listen.
I listen.
And then when something bad happens or it didn't come out the way you expected, and I'm like, because I told you to not do that.
Right. So you always say, I told you so.
To
you. I told you so,
yes,
Lisa.
Only to you, though. Only to you.
Fine. Apparently, I can be judgy. Right? I remember a couple episodes ago, I said I was wearing double judgment pants.
Yes. Yes.
I layered up. Yeah, layered them up. Right? Yeah. I probably have a spare pair in the closet too, just in case.
You probably do.
Yeah, I do. That's kind of funny. But I think you're judgmental too.
Of course I am. We all are. If somebody says they aren't.
I think that's bullshit.
I think I'd be suspicious.
Yeah, I'd be suspicious too. I'd be suspicious too. Okay, you know how much I love breakfast?
Oh my God, you're obsessed.
I'm totally obsessed. I just love a good breakfast, right? Okay. I'm feeling bad about a certain breakfast food. Okay. So you got the pancake, you got the French toast, and you got the waffles. Which one is the most neglected, but has so much potential?
You know, I feel like we've had this conversation before, probably. Which is why I do believe you're obsessed with these three things.
I am. Cause I love them all.
I think the most neglected is probably the waffles because I don't ever eat them. Hmm. I think people are more apt to eat a pancake and potentially a French toast before they go to a waffle.
I disagree. I think that the French toast is neglected. Nobody ever orders the French toast.
You have a soft spot for French toast.
I love a French toast.
You don't very often get it though.
I know, right?
Because you don't think it's enough food.
I was just going to say because it's not enough food. Right? It doesn't fill me up like pancakes. Two pancakes fills me up good.
Yeah.
Two pieces of French toast. That's a sandwich. No, I can still eat more. Right? I can still eat more. Thank you. I feel like French toast should be four pieces, not two cut into four.
Yes.
Right? I feel French toast is never, you're right. I feel it's never enough food.
Never enough food.
That's why it has the most potential. It has the potential to be so delicious if you just put more of it on the plate.
Right.
Right?
All right.
Now you like your waffles differently than me because I don't like my waffles as an Eggo.
I like Eggos as well. I just don't think of waffles very often.
I know, but sometimes you'd be more apt to have a fancy waffle than I would.
I with stuff on top, maybe.
Yeah, right. Like you would. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't have that waffle.
But I still don't find it. I don't know. I'm not when it comes to breakfast. These are the three things that I would not necessarily.
I know I've never seen you eat French toast.
I've eaten French toast.
But not very often.
No, it's not my go-to. These are three things that I would not necessarily go to. I have to be craving pancakes to eat pancakes.
What are your three? Okay, so then what are your three go-tos?
Eggs Benedict would be on the top. Sure. Yeah. I would probably choose some form of omelet because I like a good omelet.
You like a good omelet.
Yeah. And then I would probably do like a skillet with like potatoes and the cheese and the eggs.
You're more
and
that girl.
The meat and stuff like that.
That's true. You're more that girl than me. Uh-huh. Right. All right. I like Eggs Benny too, but I'm a sucker for anything with syrup.
It's because it's a sauce.
Yeah, it's a sauce. It's a sweet sauce, right? Exactly. Exactly. Okay. Here's something for you, Samantha. And I say this because the Amazing Race just started, right? And there's people from Saskatoon on it.
Oh, cool.
It's Saskatoon or Saskatchewan. I'm not sure. One or the other. Okay.
Okay.
Oh yeah, I know, because it's a guy from the Humber from who was in the Humboldt Broncos crash.
Oh, cool.
He's on The Amazing Race. So if you had to pick one popular reality show to be on, which one would it be?
I think I could probably potentially do well.
Like The Housewives.
No. Oh God, no, I would hate that. Ugh. I want to do something fun. Like I like The Amazing Race could be fun.
Yeah, like you and I.
I don't think I would do well. I wouldn't do well in Survivor. No. I think that would be just horrible.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to be on a bachelorette. Blech, blech.
No.
Gross. I think I would do like, I don't know, like an adventure kind of reality show.
Yeah. I think that'd be cool. Fun. Or like one like where you like just like live out in the survivor, like survive in the world.
No, I don't want to do alone. I've watched that show. It's very scary.
I would
never do that.
You would never do that?
Oh.
Huh. Interesting.
No, but I would do The Amazing Race because that would be fun.
Okay. I would do The Amazing Race too. Let's do it together, shall we?
No, because you'll suck at it and I'll have to do all the stuff.
Yeah, I'm not doing the work.
No. Right. So we're never going to do that. Nope. No, we're never going to do that.
Ever, 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 ever. No. We probably won't ever do group activities like that.
No, probably not.
I feel not. I feel that's not our strong suit. Right. Remember when we took first aid? Didn't go that well.
No, it didn't go well because we do not work well together.
Right. Oh, okay. Yeah. We're partners. Oh, are you serious?
Yeah. That wasn't good. Yeah,
it was not good. Right. Although I tried.
Uh huh.
I tried.
You but suck at it, but that's okay.
Whatever. Whatever.
Uh huh.
Right.
And sorry, what was our reality show?
Amazing Race 2.
Oh.
I wanted but to do Amazing
it
Race.
Shouldn't be, though, right?
Well, there's none that really are, right?
I mean, really, oh my God, you should go, what is it? There's an American one and there's a Canadian one. And they go into a house and they have to stay there.
I don't want to be a big brother.
Oh yeah, that one.
No, I don't want to do that. I don't want to live with other people. Right? It's not my thing.
I don't want to live with other people.
I don't want to live with other people. No.
Okay. All right.
No, not doing it. No. No
way. Okay. I got another, I shake my head. And it has to do with tourists because it's blowing up the news.
Okay.
I shake my head at the tourist who got caught dipping her fingers in the Yellowstone hot springs. Ooh. And she came away going, oh my God, it's so hot. Do you think?
Oh, dumb, dumb.
Oh,
that's dumb.
And you know, like you can get fined for that. You are in someone else's habitat for one, and they're thermal. So they're like gonna sizzle off your fingers hot.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Like it's not just like, oh, that's warm.
I
shake my head at that. People are idiots.
Mm-hmm. I don't get it.
Idiots. No, makes no sense. Like,
but it's the people who keep walking up to the animals in the Yellowstone Park and getting attacked and wondering why they're getting attacked.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. It's like driving through Banff and wondering, oh, why is there so much wildlife on the road? Stop feeding them.
Yep. Stop feeding them. Stop stopping your cars and causing accidents. Don't walk up to a little bear because the mother bear is very close somewhere.
She's not that far.
Exactly. And she doesn't love you.
Right. Right. They're not your fans. Right? Yeah. And I think that's what people don't realize, right? We're in their world, right?
Yeah. It's their habitat.
It's like while we're up at the lake, right? I get that squirrel is demanding and expects its nuts at a certain time, at a certain place. And if I don't deliver, because I'm in their backyard, he lets me know.
Yep, he does.
Oh, God, the stress of that. I'm in the middle of it now.
You're in the middle of it. It's already happening.
Remember the time when the squirrel ate through the table?
Yes, that was exciting.
Barry Sr.'s brand new painted table. And the squirrel was mad because I didn't leave the nuts in time. And he literally ate through the new painted table.
Oh, yeah.
And remember, I had to phone Barry Sr. and say, one more thing that we've destroyed. Right?
Yeah.
I had one job, and that was to feed his squirrels on time.
Yeah, that's not good, hey?
Didn't happen.
No, didn't happen. That's not good.
It was not good.
Okay, but speaking of wild animals that shouldn't be in our habitat, but are, we have zebras at the forestry farm here in Saskatoon.
I feel we need to go see these guys.
I know, that's so crazy.
Right? I've never been to the farm or to the zoo here.
You've never? Oh.
Never.
I feel like this is a safe activity for us.
Yeah, right? We could do this one.
I think we could do this one.
I've never been.
Right. Okay. Apparently they were seized by conservation officers and they are being fostered until they can find them a new home.
Which is awesome.
Well, because zebras, they're not going to survive in minus 40 weather, right?
No, I don't think they're going to love the winter.
We are not their habitat.
But how did they get to Canada?
How the hell did they get to Canada? How the hell did Saskatchewan conservation officers?
Right.
You know,
like, does that mean like somebody was like mistreating them somewhere?
No, that means that somebody managed to buy, like, I think there's four or five zebras.
Right.
Got them into the country, weren't taking care of them properly, thought that they would survive in the Saskatchewan wildlands. Like,
just like leave them out there, like put them out there in a field.
You guys, we're not the climate. We're not hot enough for them. They're not acclimatized to us.
You imagine being like the conservation officer and going, driving, doing his daily drive-by going, what the fuck? Fucking zebras in the field? No. And like taking his camera out and taking a picture and like sending that to all his friends. Like, look what I just drove by.
Yeah.
Zebras.
I'm pretty sure you shouldn't own a zebra.
Because I don't think a zebra is a horse.
A zebra is not a horse. I mean, they are part of the, no, they are. Well, they are part of that equine.
Right. They're part of like, they're relatives.
Yeah. And they're part of it. And they can be taken care of like a horse, but they have to have special feed, which is coming from the States.
Well, but there's a reason why they live in Africa.
There's a reason why you shouldn't have a zebra.
Right. Right. Why we don't own.
How did someone, one, how much was that thing?
Yeah.
Right. How the hell, who helped you get it into Canada?
But people do that, right? Like, what about, like, remember years ago, there was like you always hear of like weird reptiles in people's homes. Like, why do you have a crocodile? Why is there a crocodile in your home? Like, who owns a crocodile? Like, why is there an alligator in your house?
Oh my God.
Right. Like, and then like snakes, like weird snake, like why? It's like, fucking weirdos, man.
So glad that they got rescued. So glad that we're able to help them out now. But yes, we should go look at them.
I think it'd be kind of cool.
That could be fun.
Give it some thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Cool.
Okay. So as I was searching through TikTok.
Oh, because now you're a bit of a fan too.
Well, you know, it's you know, every once in a while when you're bored.
It's addictive, right?
Yes. So TikTok did it again. It introduced me to a new snack.
Okay.
It's Hershey chocolate Twizzlers.
Oh.
The guy was testing it out.
I'm going to say... ugh.
And he said the same thing.
I'm going to say a hard ugh. Yeah.
This guy was like, it tastes like old chocolate.
It would taste like old chocolate. It would. It would taste like old waxy chocolate.
Yeah. Chocolate flavored Hershey chocolate Twizzlers.
Wow. Hey.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Is this something that we need to try and find so that we can taste test it as well?
Well, we'll add it to our list, right?
Oh, God. And it's ever growing, that list.
It is ever growing. I'm curious to know if we followed through and tried these things.
Well, let's see. But you know what else I'm shaking my head over, just to kind of end it with one thing, is now on TikTok, when it's supposed to be just a free little quick little video and stuff, I'm seeing ads.
Well, am I seeing ads? I don't remember. I'm sure you must be seeing ads.
You can click past them, but I'm just like, so this is also now just that kind of platform.
Just kind of that platform. Yeah, exactly. Right.
That's awesome sauce.
Yeah. Do you ever come across us?
Every once in a while, Lisa.
Every once in a while. There we are.
Every once in a while.
Right. There we are. There we are. Right.
Okay. Yeah. But speaking of that, we want your feedback, guys, on what we talk about. So send your comments to ismhead@gmail.com. You might just find it being mentioned during our episode. And as Lisa mentioned, we are on the TikTok. So our socials are Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. And all you have to do is search I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam, and boom, there we are.
Boom, there we are.
We do have Patreon too, which is patreon.com/I Shake My Head. For as little as $2 a month, you get the episode early and an extra episode every month. And we do have I Shake My Head swag at Threadless, which is ishakemyhead.threadless.com. And we just want to say a hearty thank you to John Domingo, who keeps us sounding great week after week. And he is the best kept secret in podcasting.
Thank you, John Domingo. Thank you, John Domingo, who apparently does not put his ketchup in the fridge. Did you know this about your boyfriend?
I did not. And that's disgusting.
It's disgusting. I said to him, I said, it must be runny and nasty. He's like, it's not. It has to be. Has to be.
Has to be.
Has to be. Has to be. But yes, absolutely. Right. We appreciate and friends of the podcast. Keep promoting us. Keep letting people know.
Yes.
Give us a listen. Give us a try. Who doesn't need a little bit of this ridiculousness in their life?
Yes, because right? God knows we do. And this is why we do it every week.
Every week, new episode out, right? All right, Samantha, well, you know what? We got vacation to get back to.
I know. Come on. Get to it.
Let's get back to it. I'm already chocolate brown. Let's see how that goes.
She's really red, guys. I'm just
hopefully
gonna,
not.
Yeah, she's going to be red.
Hopefully I won't. All right, Samantha, anything else?
Nope, I'm good.
All right, always a pleasure.
It should be.
Who's a pretty girl? I'm a pretty girl.